Finance with Scott Haywood.
Morning, Scotty. Welcome to the program. How are you, mate?
Good morning. I'm well, and the share market has been well. A few days ago, Carl, you said that the share market hadn't recovered. Well, now our share market, the All Ordinaries for this calendar year, is just down 2% and within 400 points of its all-time high. So we really have been cushioned from some of the global concerns that a lot of other countries and economies have experienced, in particular the US, where the NASDAQ is still down 22%. So those holding tech stocks such as Amazon or Apple have been battered, and even in the Australian stock market, Square and Xero, of course, Square is now Block, which acquired Afterpay, has also struggled this year. But I'm expecting, unfortunately, our share market to fall just 15 points higher after a very volatile night. But yesterday, our share market up 73 points to 7,554. Last night, there was mixed data coming out of household spending in October, and that's really important to see what Americans are doing in terms of their spending, because that's an inflation trigger. But they were spending less than what was expected, which means that will ricochet into a lower US interest rate increase in the December month, which means for the quarter, our dollar has now benefited from that, sitting now above 68 US cents. This week, we've benefited from Mr. Powell's words, who is the head of the US Federal Reserve, and he said that inflation is starting to ease. And in Australia, we've also had that number ease. On Monday, we saw that inflation for the October month was down to 6.9%, which was much better than expected. But unfortunately, next Tuesday, when the RBA meet, which is the first Tuesday in December, they will lift interest rates by 0.25%. We then have a break in the RBA don't meet in January. They'll then come back, in my opinion, in February and increase interest rates by 0.25%.
Again. Yeah, they will. Dickham, they don't know what they're doing. I reckon it's already biting, and they would know if it's something bit them on the arse. Scotty, you've had a great week. We appreciate your work. We'll do it again on Monday.
Thanks, Millsy. Good on you guys.
Scotty Haywood there, the finance guru.